Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt es Peya, Perik Vav, Mischneches. Hakama standing for, that was not forgotten. Matzelis can save us a bundle. Vesakama, or some standing for that is nearby, that was forgotten. But, Ha'omer, if you have a bundle that wasn't forgotten, ain't a matzel that cannot save. Loya Sa'omer, not another bundle. Loya Sa'kama, neither standing for nearby that you did forget. So much for teaching the words. Now let's try to figure out what it means. Let me remind you what we learned in Perik Hei Mishnah Beis. We now know that Shikcha is both for bundles and it's for standing for that you forgot. If you forgot it, you can't go back to get it or to cut it. You have to leave it for the poor people. So imagine there's a part of the field that's cut, and I turn around and I see, whoops, forgot. Let's say a stalk of tua that's there, it's still connected to the ground. Imagine a lone stalk. The area around it is cut and it's swaying in the wind. Do we have to leave it for the poor people? So if you remember what we learned, it depends. If it's close enough that I can tip it, and I can grab it together with some of the tua that's part of the field that was not cut yet, then I hold on to it and cut it with my other hand. In other words, I can cut it together with the other tefuah, then it saves it. But it has to be close enough that if I tip it, it's going to touch it, and that you can cut it together. So now, hakama, let's see our Mishnah here in Perik Vav Mishnah Ches. Hakama, I have the standing tefuah that I didn't forget. I didn't cut this part yet. But I turn around and I say, uh-oh, there's some standing tefuah that I forgot to cut, in an area where everything around it was cut. Well, the standing tefuah that's still connected that I didn't cut yet, Matzelis could save as a oimer, either a bundle, now we have a new chiddush, not just standing tefuah, but even a bundle, the esakama or other standing tefuah that I forgot to cut, which is nearby, which is close enough. This is learned from Psukim. The pasuk says, kisik, so if you're going to forget v'shechach toim, you'll forget a bundle, so it's mashma, dafka, a bundle where everything around it is cut. But a bundle that's next to some tefuah that was not cut does not become shikcha. And what's true for a bundle is also true for some standing tefuah that I forgot to cut. As long as it's close enough to the part that I didn't cut yet, it saves it. So again, hakama, the standing tefuah that was not forgotten yet, because I didn't cut that part yet. Matzelis, that could save, as a oimer, a bundle, laying on the floor, as a kama, or other standing tefuah that I did forget to cut, if it's close enough. But the other way around, ha'omer, if there's a bundle I didn't forget, ain't a matzel, that can't save, lo yas ha'omer, not another bundle, but lo yas ha'kama, or standing tefuah that's nearby, which I forgot to cut. See, I turn around, I see a bundle laying there, I see some standing tefuah that was forgotten on the field. And then I say, oi, any way I can get it? Oh, wait a second, there's a bundle here, which I didn't forget yet. And I could lean it over. It's right next to this bundle on the floor. No, that's not going to work. It's shikcha. Standing tefuah can save a bundle that I forgot, or save a little bit of standing tefuah in a field where everything around it was cut, if it's close enough, but not the other way around. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ezi kama, what type of standing tefuah is in a position she matzelis as oimer would save a bundle or other standing tefuah? Kol she'eina shikcha. As long as it's something that I didn't forget yet, because I didn't cut it yet. I didn't collect it yet. I wasn't supposed to collect it yet. Va'afilu kelach echad. Even if there's only one stalk over here. Now try to picture this scene. The area around standing tefuah was all cut. I forgot one standing piece of tefuah. There's a bundle on the floor that I forgot. And it's near even one stalk of tefuah that I didn't forget yet. I wasn't up to cutting it yet. This one stalk of tefuah that I didn't forget yet, that I was about to cut, is going to save the other standing tefuah or the other bundle. It seems that a lot over here is repetitious on the surface. But you see in the Rishonim that Chazal are medayik many, many halachas from every single word in this Mishnah. We're just learning the Mishnah at face value again to plant the seeds for your future Torah be'iyun be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.